saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. You know, we're sitting here talking about healthcare in America and 100 million people that have diabetes or pre-diabetes. You've got an obesity crisis in America where 40% of the adults are obese, 70% either overweight or obese. Unbelievable, really. And all of this plays into the welfare state. All of it plays in because the state comes in and says, well, we'll take care of your health care. We'll take care of this and this and this. My next guest, Professor Richard Ebling, AIER Senior Fellow, is the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise Leadership at the Citadel. Professor, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be on again with you.
Well, always good to have you here. The monopoly of welfare. It seems like monopoly ought to come out with a welfare version. They seem to be doing a socialist version and everything else. But all kidding aside, it seems the state wants to monopolize welfare. Because to me, when I look at this, Professor, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like power and control. Power and control. When they control the strings to the welfare programs, it's about controlling people, not helping them. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. The choice that we always face in society is, shall our choices be of our own decision-making and our free associations, such as in the marketplace with others, as well as voluntary agreements and clubs and organizations we participate in, or will these decisions be made for us by others in political control and command? We make our own choices to accept a job or not. Where will we live? What kind of furniture to put into our home? But the fact is, there's a lot of choices that the government has increasingly either co-opted or narrowed. Do we completely make our own choice about our retirement when we look to our later years? No. The government compels us to pay in to its pension system, which we call Social Security. The government does this with health care, as you were bringing out.
Right.
Medicare, Medicaid, the residues of Obamacare in the system. The government taxes us and then sets up a corridor of the type of treatment and care we will have. It's not our choices. It's some politician or bureaucrat.
It's the do-gooders who think that they're smarter than you and I, Professor, that they can make decisions for all of us. We like to call that central planning. As a general rule, central planning is a dismal failure overall. But when you look around the world, you have these mixed economies. You have some socialism. You have some free market capitalism. Even Red China has that now and had great success in the free market of the world. But what about this government lean ever more towards more control, more programs, more welfare monopolization, I suppose?
Well, it's sort of like an infection that if you don't try to solve it right away, it can become worse and worse, and even gangrene threatening the body as a whole. Because once you accept the premise, well, government should do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, then the next election, what direction do the politicians vying for political office take? Think of the Democratic candidates for the nomination for the presidency. They're all vying, I will promise more government goodies. I will promise more redistribution. I will promise more compelled income equalization. Until you keep pushing it in that direction, because at each election, you have to have sort of like increase the drug dose to get the new high of something promised to the electorate. So once the government has its foot in the door this way and away from private choice itself, it just becomes unending. The only limit, Steve, is a situation in which the government controls everything.
So what you're saying
is the direction we're moving.
You're saying that America, when it comes to welfare, has a chronic low-grade fever, but it tends to get worse from time to time. You come into cold and flu season, I suppose, and the welfare infection spreads. My question to you is, how far will Americans let it spread? I mean, I believe in the individual, and I believe in liberty. I don't believe in the idea of the socialist system. I don't. I don't believe it works. I believe it's an abject failure every place you look on this planet. But more and more kids indoctrinated in the schools of this country believe it's a good idea. You look at millennials, the way they poll on socialism. I don't think they understand what it means, what it is, and what it's done to this world or to tens of millions of people over the last 100 years. And yet we continue to drift or get dragged in that direction. Your thoughts?
Well, unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of this before a reversal, because what people are going to have to appreciate and understand when more of this is tragically implemented is that free health care is not free. Look at the taxes that will be increased. Free health care is not a free choice. The government confines the type of medical treatment you can get, the prescriptions you'll be receiving. How long or of a duration will this go on? What are the options that you'll have? And as it gets narrowed and more costly, then will be a reaction. In fact, Sweden, which the progressives and the social democrats and the socialist democrats often point to, even the Swedes at some point decided that this was getting crazy and allowed a reintroduction of degrees of private health care, that is choice of for what insurance you wanted yourself outside of the government system. So finally, it reaches a point where people cannot ignore the costs of what they have been told was going to be free.
Well, not just the Swedes, the Danes and the Finns also, because those three countries are often held up as the model of socialism and how great it is, and yet you can't compare that to a nation of 330 million people. The third largest population on the planet can't be compared to those small countries of 5 or 6 million. But those countries, you point out quite accurately, Professor, are moving back towards more free enterprise, more capitalism, because they went, well, as you said, too expensive towards the left, and now they're coming back the other way, a correction, if you will.
Yes, and it's worth pointing out that when Bernie Sanders was pointing to countries like Sweden and Denmark as models of socialism that he wanted in America, the prime minister of Denmark publicly chastised him. He said, we may have welfare, we may have government regulations of various sorts, but we are a more of a private enterprise country with some welfare safety nets. In other words, he chastised Bernie Sanders for calling them a socialist country when their own country's prime minister was saying that is not true.
Yeah, it's hard to defend that point of view. So when you look at the Democrats in 2020, they're running on a health care platform that most Americans reject, because most Americans, millions, tens of millions, are comfortable with the health care they have. They don't want to lose it and take a gamble on government, so that's a losing proposition. You have this idea of pushing towards abortion on demand anytime during a pregnancy, which is a losing proposition. You've got gun control and gun confiscation, which I think overall, when people realize what it is a losing proposition. These far-left ideas, Professor, what I'm driving at is, when bundled together, I think the Democrats are painting themselves in an awfully deep corner for the general election during the primary season.
I hope that people will hear what these candidates are saying and what will be said by whichever one is selected to be the Democratic Party's nominee for the presidency, and will think twice about whether this is the direction they want in terms of who holds the White House and who holds the majority in the two houses of Congress. Because once the progressive Democrats control both the White House and both houses of Congress, anything goes, and it will not be good.
I agree with that, Professor. We'll leave it right there for today. Richard Ebling, AIER Senior Fellow, and the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise Leadership at the Citadel. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. 41 after on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, a programming note, we'll have some first responders that were on the scene in 2001 of the 9/11 attacks that changed this country forever. So put that in your notes. Tell your friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA-approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.